Good morning and welcome to this daily devotion from Cramman Kirk in Edinburgh. Let's begin with some words from the psalmist, Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let's pray. Lord God, Jesus Christ, we give thanks that your love does indeed endure forever. That your love is not shallow like ours, for your love never fails, never falters. A love that surpasses all our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning we're looking at the text from Matthew 22, verses 15 through to 22. And in it Jesus says, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." He's saying that Caesar can stamp his picture on anything and everything that he wants as emperor, but he cannot put a stamp on us. For we already bear the markings of God, for we are all made in his image and we are his loved and known by him. So as we continue to journey towards the cross this week, let us take time to remember that we are indeed made in the wonderful image of God. Take time to look past the inscriptions left by the world on our faces, to search for the kiss of light given to us by God, as we remember anew that we are Christ's and Christ's alone. So listen anew to the story and remember that we are all made in the image of our loving God. Let's listen now to God's word. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Thanks be to God. So let's turn our hearts to God. Let us pray. Lord God of the universe, it was you who created the stars. You who created the animals, you who gave nature its song. It was you who created humanity, who made us in your image. It is you whom we come to today with our prayers. We pray for the medical staff working long hours, facing death every day, who make sacrifices at home so that they can care for others. Bless them and their families. For the researchers working around the clock, reaching out across borders in search of answers. Bless them and their families. For the emergency services keeping peace and order, rushing the sick to hospital and delivering supplies. Bless them and their families. For the shop workers, the bin men and women, the truck drivers and all essential workers. Bless them and their families. For our government and their advisors, making life-changing decisions every day, battling with an enemy that cannot be seen. Bless them and their families. Lord God of the universe, as we journey towards the cross this week, bless us and our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me for this daily devotion. All of the texts can be found in the box above or on the church website. Until we meet again, God bless us all. Bye-bye.